You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Sawyer. You coming down, Brantley? Yeah, okay. Good morning, everybody. Well, I am excited because today I can officially tell you that not only is the nursery redecorated and updated, but the children's classroom is too. And so today we get to do something very special. We get to dedicate both of those spaces. And what that means is when we dedicate it, that we are going to say a prayer that says, God, thank you for these gifts. We want to use them to serve you, to set them apart for your use. So we're going to do that today. Does that sound pretty good? All right. Well, before we get started with our blessing, I want to let you know that there are some people here whose loved ones have died and people have given gifts in their memory, and we've used those monies to make this space happen. So for the rug in the nursery, the one with all the fun polka dots, that was the inspiration for the whole nursery. Everything else came from that. That was given with memorials from Dwight Everhart's memorial money. The vanity and the mirror and the faucet, the sink area and the little stool in front, that was given with memorial monies from Greg Carroll. That's Ava and Lincoln's granddaddy. The rocking chair and the cushion, the pillow and the end table, those were given in memory of Gary Hedrick. That's Isabel's granddaddy. All of the paint in the classroom, which I think is a beautiful blue, I hope you love it, that was given in memory of Marshall. That is Mary's grandpa. Mary's all the way at the back. That's Mary's grandpa. The shelves in the classroom and all the storage bins and the caddies with all the markers and things in it, those were given with memorial monies from Jimmy and Harold Beck. And Myra is Jimmy's mom and Harold's wife. Now this is a lot of stuff. The new floors in the nursery, the bookshelves in both of the rooms, the artwork and the frames, the window blinds, and all of the other random things that we needed to buy were bought with memorial monies from Bill and Betty Roberts. And last but not least, the kitchen and the table and chairs and all the plates and dishes and food, that was bought with money, memorial monies, from Robert Connor. And Teresa, Robert's wife, is here this morning. And so we give thanks for each of those people and for their loved ones who let us use that money to refresh those spaces so that they are cozy and inviting, and they just make us want to go back there and enjoy being in them. So I'm excited to dedicate and bless those spaces. Is the video working, Robert? Well, I made a video, since we all can't go back to the spaces to bless them, I made a video with different photos that I will put up on Facebook later. It'll also be linked in our holly leaf. But please look at that, because it's a really beautiful space, and I hope after worship you'll go down there and look in both of those spaces. But we were going to bless them today. Before we bless this, there is one thing that I'm going to need you to do a couple of times. I'm going to need you to say amen. Can we practice? Amen. Do you know what amen means? We pray it at the end of our prayers all the time, but do you know what it means? It means let it be, or may it be so. So when we ask God to bless our food and we say amen, we're saying may it be, let it be so, God. So we're going to say to some of this blessing, let it be, God, may it be so, okay? So a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay hands on them and pray. But the disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And Jesus laid his hand on all the children and blessed them, and he went on his way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. We ask that you send your blessing upon us and the nursery and the children's classroom, which we set apart today, to your praise and honor, O God. Thank you for these spaces, and thank you for the children who will use them. Help us to use these spaces to know you and to love you, to play and to build relationships. We thank you for all the people in this church of every age. Help us to love each other, to welcome each other, and to learn from each other. God, we ask that you would bless the nursery and the children's classroom, which this community has made. May it be a place where the children come to you and find welcome and find a home filled with love. Through their play, may they come to claim your stories and the worship of your church as their own. May they know you as they are known by you, and may they love you as they are loved by you. And may we all be open to the awe and wonder, the joy and creativity of play, becoming as little children, so that we may know you better. In Jesus' name, we pray and play, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen. May it be so. May those spaces be a place where you feel loved and where you learn and grow and where you make memories that we hope you will remember your whole life long. Thank you so much for coming up this morning. You may go to Children's Church today with Kelly, who I saw had a Snoopy stuffy, so I'm going to want to hear about that after church. Thank you for coming up, everyone.